I've seen the girls say that Faze would never take any male talents, and it's probably true. Yeah, it's probably true. The girls say a lot of things, words are cheap and fleeting. Last few weeks prove what they claim, and what the company does got no meaning. If someone convinces Sakana he'd make stacks from it, he'd green light it quick, and the girls, they'd grin and bear it, no quit. Sakana's a negotiator, cold and calculating. They might be too settled in to jump ship, no escaping. New girls too afraid to raise a fuss or protest, but he knows he's daring them to graduate, put them to the test. This is a terrible move, even with no fallout right away. Torturing the roster for nothing, come what may. But he knows he's basically challenging them to graduate. And he's got proof this last month they won't, they hesitate. That tweet still up, shitting on her and her fans for the dream. Twitter Nick's drama, he shamed the most beloved one around. At most gets passive aggressive jabs and puts them to heel, backs down. These are a bunch of women, no strict morals in sight, just a sliding scale forever. What makes me happy versus what makes my life light?
So we're agreed, no one supports it, that's the line we draw. Question is, does Sakana want a troop of male VTubers at all? He does not, no way, setting aside the torture for no gain. Sakana wanted females, cause that's what he watches, his domain. Just saying! VTubers are VTubers, to expand here or there is hollow. Sakana won't watch any males. It hurt his existing staff, poison the tails. But he still believes it'll work down the line if he invests the cash. Nah, he definitely doesn't think that trash. Just a casual glance at the data cares. It's greed without need.